A RecruitMe special report. The effects of the coronavirus on your scholarship pursuit. This is the RecruitMe Athletic Scholarship Podcast, episode number 189. Welcome to the world's longest running podcast on athletic scholarships and recruiting. I'm John Hugel, your host. As an athletic scholarship coach and recruiting author, I want to help you as a family succeed in the recruiting world and get a scholarship for your student athlete. I'm also the dad of two scholarship athletes myself and also the CEO of RecruitMe. Now, the sponsor of this podcast is my new planner, the Athletic Scholarship 24-month recruiting planner and journal. It's your all-in-one resource for a successful recruiting experience. Just came out, and it's available on Amazon. Many people picking that up. Well, action produces traction. Normally, I give you 15 minutes that will help you do just that in this podcast, but because it's a special report, special edition, we're going to go a bit longer. I want to help you out with some things and answer some questions that you as families have sent to me. I believe that it's timely, and I want to be able to encourage you. You can get the Athletic Scholarship Podcast on your favorite podcast app or on my website at recruitme.com. Doing a Facebook Live as well as I record this podcast. It is Tuesday, and we'll publish this podcast in just a few minutes after I'm done recording this episode, but I thought I'd do a simulcast of Facebook Live and do the podcast as well. So here we are. These are strange times, aren't they? Very strange times. All your plans, all the things that you'd been working on, all the momentum you built in this whole scholarship journey, it seems to have come to a crashing halt, a standstill. It's really strange. This is a major interruption. I'm trying to compare this to what something like this might be in your son or daughter's athletic career. And the closest thing that I could think of was an injury that did just stop things. I mean, you can't compete. Time stops. You have to wait to get better. You have to keep your mind in the game. And so that's what's happened here. I pray that your son or daughter doesn't have the coronavirus and won't get it, and neither will you. But the fact that we're stopped down, it's much the same way with an injury. So that's what I parallel this to. There's a lot of parallels, and I want you to dig deep as we think about this and as I share with you some things that will help you in this journey and how to face what's happening with the effects of the coronavirus on athletic scholarships. And that's where I'm going to center in. I'm not going to talk about health. I'm not going to talk about, you know, hygiene and all that. We're going to focus on athletic scholarships and how this affects your journey, affects the future of your son or daughter. If you're the athlete, how it affects you and how it affects your family. You might be going through fear right now. The uncertainty, worry, financial worry, parents, that may be heightened in you right now. I want to help address that. I'm going to say some things here towards the end that I think will even address that further. But what I want to provide for you is hope. Hope, and not just that, but specific things that you can do in this situation I want to share with you. So I've got bad news and good news. And I wondered, should I share the bad news first or the good news first? I'm going to share the bad news first. Let's get that out of the way. Let's just put that on the table. I want to go up, not down. So we want to soar in this thing. So the bad news is, if your sport is a spring sport or a winter sport where you're heading into postseason, you are not going to be competing this spring. That's obvious, right? I mean, that's the bad news. You know that, and that's what's happening. Second, obviously, coaches aren't going to see you compete. But John, you had me tune in just for this. I already knew that. Well, let's lay it on the table here. If this is your season that you are competing in right now, you're going to get rusty. If you're not in competition, that's what happens. So you're going to get rusty. That's part of the bad news. You can't visit colleges. You may have had those on your schedule, in your plans, and you just can't do it, well, you might be able to visit, but the campus will be empty. And maybe driving around if you can get on campus. I don't know if it's going to be blocked off or what. Where you can do a drive-through or something like that, that's about all you can do. But the campuses will be empty. Your workouts will be limited, even if this isn't in season for you. No matter what, there's no team sports. You can't do that. Facilities might be closed. Pools, tracks, baseball and softball diamonds, batting cages, school grounds may be locked up. Even if, let's say you're a tennis player. You say, well, I can go play one-on-one tennis. It's less than 10 people. I can even play doubles. But the facility might be closed. It's just every day things change. In fact, what I have to say and updates today may be outdated tomorrow. I had a friend that I was talking to today, a colleague, and we were on a Skype call. He's in Germany, and the rule is there, you got to stay in your house. Can't even go out of the house. I don't know if we're going to get that way here, but they're taking some hard action there. We don't know what the future is going to be. However, we do know that our workouts will be limited if you're an athlete. We may have a lot of parent-kid competition going on because it may just be you. I remember one winter, our kids were baseball players. Our boys were baseball players. Our daughter's a softball player, soccer as well. So I had them in the spring. We were, it gets dark early, and we want to do some batting practice, come home after work. The only thing we do is do that inside. So we did it in the garage. We used wiffle balls and regular bats. So what I did is I draped plastic all throughout the rafters in the garage so nothing could get lost and behind things. And so we made our own little batting cage, and I would throw wiffle balls to them to be able to practice their hitting. It worked pretty cool. We did lose some balls, but it worked really well. So you got to be – you just got to be creative. And parents, I got to tell you, that was a real fun experience for us. We still remember that. We still remember that. So the facility is going to be closed. Your workouts will be limited. Those are just the five things that are bad news. You can tell I'm a positive thinker here. I already gave you an alternative to how to help in that. So that's the bad news. Here's the good news. And this is really big. This is the most important thing that I can share with you during this special report. Coaches are recruiting. They are planning for the future. In fact, it may be the only thing they're doing just about is recruiting. So don't be fooled by the coronavirus. Coaches are recruiting. You may be able to get their attention now, more than you ever have or ever will because of this. Coaches are recruiting. So do everything you can in the recruiting process to take advantage of that. The only thing you can't do is perform. They can't see you compete. I would encourage you, wherever you are in the recruiting process, one thing you can do is, if you have my book, if you have other materials, reread those. If you've got some special articles that you've printed out or you've bookmarked online, go back and reread those. Reread those and see if there's some things you're missing or some things you need to do again. Do you need to do some things to revive your recruiting campaign? Anyway, go back, do a review, and maybe you need to restart or redo, have a do-over on some of those things you've already done in the recruiting campaign. You may say, wow, here's some things I can really maximize right now, a couple things that I can do in my recruiting campaign, and I'm going to do them. Maybe you got a revival of contacting coaches. You've let that slide a little bit. Here is your opportunity. It's a golden opportunity to contact coaches. Do more of what you've done if necessary, not just for activity's sake, but think strategically. Listen to my past podcasts. I talk all about strategic thinking and strategic acting. So contact coaches. Keep writing. Keep writing to them. Don't die on the vine here. Keep showing interest to college coaches. Let them know that you're taking the steps to keep going. You're continuing to work out. You're doing whatever you can to stay in shape. So keep calling, keep emailing, keep texting, whatever is appropriate. Don't stop just because the world has stopped. And I know that you might be going through a discouraging time right now. You had some great plans. You had some coaches that were really interested. They were going to come out and see you compete. I talked to somebody about a week and a half ago, and the baseball coach from a university 2 or 3 hours away was going to come and see him compete. And he was looking forward to that. And he did. But that was about the last game that college coach went to in recruiting this year. Because 2 days later, everything was shut down. All the programs were shut down. And you may have been an athlete who's looking forward to that, or a parent that's looking forward to that, and you're throwing your hands up in the air and say, what do we do now? And that's a tough situation. But don't get discouraged. The coaches are operating under a new normal right now too, just as you are. And they are doing what they can to be creative in this. So the coronavirus, it's here. But don't be fooled. Coaches are recruiting. You need to keep contacting them. Here's another thing that you can do during this time is record video. Record video and send it to them, or send them the link. You know, post your video and send it to them. You may be able to do some skills shots. They know you're not going to be able to send competition. However, you may have competition already on video. Parents, go back and get that produced. Work with your son or daughter. They can produce it. Go ahead and do that. Get that video produced. If you can't, if it's basketball, maybe you could do some one-on-one. I don't want to put you in danger, but be a little bit creative and see what you can do to show your skills. This is a different time. It's a new normal. The coaches are not expecting you to send anything new. So if you're able to send something to give them a feel, they're going to be really reaching out any way they can to evaluate your talent level. Record video, send them the link. Take the initiative. Take the initiative. But as I said, be safe. If you're going to record some video of yourself in competition with a couple other kids, I don't want to put you in danger. So be safe. Follow the guidelines. We want everything to be above board here. But you can do something in this whole video thing. Are you getting the picture? There are certain steps that you can take to be proactive in this huge, huge recruiting season. In the past, I've said summer is a huge season. Well, man, this is huge. There are coaches with time on their hands. So continue to contact them. Send your profile. Send your introductory letters. Send follow-up. Send updates. Assure them that you are still interested. Ask them what you can do in order to let them know, show them your interest. Also show them your skills level. Ask them and take advice from them as well. Stand out by taking action. That's the bottom line. Stand out by taking action. Don't wait around. Other athletes are going to wait around. Parents, other families are going to wait around and wait till this blows over. Well, I got to tell you, when this thing blows over, the gun's going to go off and coaches are going to be on the starting line. And they are preparing now for when they will be able to restart their programs and restart the in-person recruiting. I'm going to ask you, athlete, parents, dig in deep like a competitor. Dig in deep like a competitor. You know how to do that. Dig in. Your heart is maybe broken right now. You might be discouraged, but please dig deep. Dig deep. Perform in adversity. You've done that before, right? You've performed in adversity. Well, I ask you to do that now. Do that at this time as you face this coronavirus situation. So those are things you can do immediately. Really take account of what you can do. Have that discussion, parent and athlete, and do that and say, let's put our plan together. We're going to put our coronavirus plan together and see what we can do to maximize the next, who knows, month, 2 months? We don't even know. We just don't know. So here's the second thing, second area I want to talk to you about. First of all these things I just mentioned are about how to relate to coaches, what to do now in the recruiting process, actions that you can take. Remember, action produces traction, especially if it's the right action. But here's another thing. just mindset and preparation now. Prepare for the summer. We don't know when things are going to ease up or get back to so-called normal, but prepare for that. It's likely to be this summer sometime. We know that this situation is only temporary, but you need to be in shape for summer competition if that comes. You need to continue to work on your skills if that comes. You need to continue to work on your speed if your sport is a speed sport. Man, if you're a cross-country runner, long-distance runner, then as long as we're able to go outside, away from our house, you can run. There are things you can do. Map out a training program together. You may want to also do it in tandem with your friends, other athletes. You may not be able to do it together, but keep each other accountable. Keep each other accountable so that you're really working together. It'd be easy to just back off, get out of shape, regress in our skills, and then all of a sudden, we're supposed to start competing again and everything opens up. You may have some games or competitions or whatever this summer, and you go out there and you hurt yourself. First of all, you're not ready and you're out of shape and you don't do well, so you're disappointed in yourself. But also because you weren't in shape and you took it easy, you hurt yourself. So do whatever you can to keep yourself in shape, keep your skill level up, be motivated. I've got some questions here I'm going to answer from parents who have submitted those, so I'll do that in just a minute here. I want to urge you, as I'm kind of insinuating here, is to have a game plan. Have a game plan. The best way to fight this is to have a game plan, just like you go into your competition with a game plan. Know your opponent and take action. You got to know what this opponent is. How is this opponent limiting you? But what are the openings that you can take advantage of this opponent? Think that way. As an athlete, you have an opportunity to do that. Have a game plan, write it down, and pursue it. I would encourage you to do that. So seniors, you're in a tough situation. You're not signed yet. You were close. Coaches are looking at you. You were kind of on the edge here of whether they're going to sign you or not. You had a few schools that were interested, and you're trying to make your choice and keep that relationship going and let them know that you still are interested. Do the best you can to present yourself. And they're thinking of ways, too. Maybe they've got 2.5 scholarships left that they are thinking through, and you're one of the recruits they're looking at, and they're not sure who's going to award the money to. Well, they're wondering how they're going to do that, and you're on the other end hoping that you'll get that scholarship or a piece of one and work through that relationship. Have honest discussions with the coaches. You may not be able to put yourself before them for them to see you perform, and that's just the way it is. I admit that you're in a tough situation, but continue to work the relationships that you've developed. That's important. I'm a Christ follower, as many of you may know, and I think at this time it's especially important to trust God with our future, whether it be as an athlete or whether it's our health or whatever it might be. This is a good lesson in trusting God with our future. I was reading this morning about the feeding of the 5,000, and I was encouraged by that because it was just an impossible situation. Because all they had was 2 loaves and 5 loaves and 2 fish, and the first thing Jesus did is he gave thanks. He gave thanks to the Father, and then all this was multiplied miraculously, and everybody was fed, and they had some left over too. And it told me that when we're in impossible situations, it's not impossible with God. I would encourage you from my heart to your heart to trust God with your future and be a person of prayer, believe Him, and trust Him for where He wants to lead you. It may not be where you think, and this interruption, this could be a way that God leads you and your family in a different direction, but the key there really is to trust Him, not knowing what the future is going to be here in this earthquake that we're having. I want to answer some questions here that have come in from listeners. This one came in from Gary, and he's read some of my emails and listened to podcasts. He said, I think your subject for this week is spot on. He didn't even know what I was going to say, but boy, Gary's always complimentary. So thank you, Gary. I gave him a hint of what I was going to talk about. For what I can tell, just about all recruiting in person has been shut down. Yes, official and unofficial visits, as well as any type of junior days and camps, now on hold. The good news is he reiterates what I have said here. There's still open contact between coaches and student athletes. This also supports your tactics to market yourself with those people now. With the shutdown, with the coronavirus, it seems that it's even more important and impactful, this tactic is, than normal. All seems to support what you're pushing. Thanks for what you're doing. And Gary, thank you for your encouragement. So that is affirms what I'm talking about here, is continue to pursue with whatever you're able to do right now in your situation. Then I heard from Melissa, and Melissa. And Melissa said, hey, can you believe I had another one I was going to read, and I've lost it. I have lost that piece of paper. I'd printed out the email, and so I'll have to get that. That's from Michelle. I'll have to, and Michelle says she's at the epicenter of the coronavirus in Washington State. But anyway, we're going to have to get back to that next week on the podcast. Melissa says she has a bunch of questions, and there's a good question. Look forward to any advice, and whether it be Facebook Live or podcast or whatever, here's her questions. She's got a couple of them. It's quite possible that our son, like many players across the country, will not have a high school varsity season this year. He's a sophomore, doesn't have a whole lot in the way of current video, and will not have any baseball or pitching stats to add. What do you suggest we do? And what, if anything, should we communicate to coaches during this time? Melissa, I hopefully I've answered that for you. So basically, Melissa, you just got to get on your catcher's glove and mask and take pitches from your son. I mean, no, I'm sure you've done that in the past, but no, one neat thing about pitching is the coaches can really tell a lot about a pitcher by the skills video that you take, even outside competition. And that's what I encourage you to do on that. Continue to contact coaches, as I've mentioned. She says, he has sent out his first emails to coaches. He was about to visit 4 colleges this week here in North Carolina, she says. Had to cancel the visits, and now they think it would be wise to send an email to the coaches, letting them know he's still interested in the school and the team. Yes, please do that. Please let them know how disappointed you are that you can't make it, and that you are interested. In the meantime, I'm sure that coaches are devastated that their seasons have come to an end and are reeling from this loss. You're absolutely right. You're reeling. They're reeling. This is not a good time. When would it be appropriate to send these follow-up emails to the coaches? Should we wait to the end of the week, the end of the month, the summer? I'd say do it right away, and it may take 2 or 3. But keep that relationship going. This is an important email that you're sending. Don't wait on that. Let them know how anxious you are and you're ready to go. Ask them how they are going to respond to this and what is the best way to continue the conversation, the best way to get your son exposure to these schools and coaches. She says, we have compiled a list of over 50 schools that our son has yet to contact. When would it be an appropriate time to start sending intro packets to these coaches, given the present circumstances? I'd say right away. Yeah, this is, as I mentioned, the coaches have time now, hours. I mean, it's an incredible time for these coaches. Even the coaches that are out of season, because they're doing things and they will be doing things to prepare for when their season begins, but there is more time. Some of these coaches teach classes as well, and they won't be teaching classes. And this one's about video. Her fourth comment. A coach viewed our son's video. This video, by the way, is on a site set up and maintained by his club team. Man, that's great. That's fantastic. I was surprised as I figured things were shut down. And how should our son proceed with this once again, considering the present circumstances? So they should be able to watch that video and point coaches to that video, of course. Hopefully that is addressing your question there. All those are good questions and comments. And Michelle, I'm sorry, I have lost your question. And since we're live, I can't stop the tape and go back and get it. That's gonna be next week. Next week, I really am hoping and praying that I can make contact with one of my D1 college coach friends and interview them. I spouted off a lot of information here, a lot of what I think is correct at this time. You may agree, you may disagree, and you can go ahead and shoot an email to me and let me know. But I want to hear from college coaches, and I know you do too. What are they thinking? What are they doing? I want to find out exactly what they're doing, because this is a new normal for them, and they're figuring it out, just like you're figuring it out. So let's hope that next Tuesday on the Athletic Scholarship Podcast, I'll have an email returned to me by a coach, and I will have interviewed that coach, so you can hear from them. Well, I hope that the good news is outweighing the bad news for you. In a time of uncertainty and a time of fear, that you can move forward in confidence. And there are things that you can do. But in the end, we have to trust our Maker, don't we? Because He holds our future in His hands. Well, that's it for this week. Thank you for those who have watched the Facebook Live, either live or now I'm going to go post it and you're watching the recording. Hopefully it was relevant. Give me any comments that you have. Shoot me an email too at john@recruitme.com. And until next week, the Athletic Scholarship Podcast comes to an end this week. I'll talk to you next Tuesday.